the golden age of network radio on Here's to Veterans.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern. Where do you leave me? Pete Archie, the manager speaking. Duffy ain't here.
Here's to Veterans from Duffy's Tavern with our guest tonight, Lotta Lehman, and starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Here's to Veterans, a salute from this radio station and the Veterans Administration to former servicemen and women. The great network radio shows were part of the early years of Here's to Veterans. Your host for these classic performances, John Hickman.
How many of you remember that remarkable establishment where the elite meet to eat? One of radio's best-remembered comedy programs, it featured Ed Gardner, Shirley Booth, and Frank Fontaine. We'll stop in at Duffy's Tavern after this message from the VA.
Today, millions of veterans are reaping benefits from a law that helped their fathers 25 years ago, the GI Bill. Although changed and improved many times, its programs of training and education help veterans make up for lost time. America's veterans are better educated and have higher incomes than those of similar age who did not have military service. Now, what's the message in this list of accomplishments? Well, it's to tell veterans who have not used their rights to the GI Bill how millions of others have used it to better their lives. And it's to urge them to take advantage of an opportunity that will expire within 8 years after the date they left service. See the VA or a service organization representative and get the facts about your rights to today's GI Bill. Now, once again, here's John Hickman.
Radio took listeners to many magical places. Allen's Alley, Vic and Sade's small house halfway up in the next block, a cabaret known as the Club Durant, and that friendly neighborhood hideaway called Duffy's Tavern. For over a decade, Ed Gardner as Archie convulsed audiences with his Slaughter of the King's English, his ill-inspired musical compositions, and his all-around good-natured philosophy. Visiting regulars to the tavern included Finnegan, played by Frank Fontaine, and Shirley Booth as Miss Duffy. The tavern featured guest stars from the world of opera, drama, and comedy. In this 1947 Here's to Veterans show, the tavern plays host to Metropolitan Opera star Lottie Lehman.
Archie's little lump song. Oh, that's the way to bill and coon.
Hey, Mr. Arthur, the phone.
Oh, Duffy's little tavern where the elite meet the...
Oh, hello, Duffy.
Well, Duffy, I ain't been able to get that song off my mind since I wrote it. It's so catchy, you know? You heard it on a hit parade Saturday night? No kidding. Who sang it? A guy by the name of F.E. Boone. Look, Duffy, you think you're kidding, but a lot of big stars is going to sing it on the radio. I'll call you back. What was that crash, Eddie?
No, that limousine just ran into that parked car there.
Yeah. Oh, hello, Finnegan. Did you see the accident?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
Well, as I saw it, there was a lady driving this one car.
Well?
That's the answer, Art.
Well, leave us help her. Come on, Eddie. Let's lift the bumper off of this car.
I beg your pardon, lady. Nice car you got here.
Oh, thank you.
Is this your first accident?
Yes. My chauffeur usually drives me.
Yeah, but it's more fun when you smash him yourself, ain't it? By the by, I didn't catch the name.
Oh, here's my card. I'm Madame Lehman of the Metropolitan Opera.
Oh, thank you. I'm Monsieur Finnegan at that address. Metropolitan, maybe I've seen you. What do you do?
What do I do? I'm a fan dancer.
Well, I thought the face was familiar.
Well, your car is all fixed, lady.
This is Madam Lehman.
Oh, always happy to meet a madam. By the way, madam, what is a dame like you doing in this neighborhood?
I'm looking for some rare old musical manuscripts. You see, I'm a singer.
Oh. Uh-huh. hope you find something.
Thank you.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Schnapps. Oh, what a character, huh? What a character. And a singer, no less, too. I thought I'd bust out laughing in her face. What was her name again?
Herod. She gave me her card.
Yeah, let's see. Madame Lottie Lehman, Metropolitan Opera Company. Holy cat, an opera star. She could have sang me a song for me, and I brushed her off. Give me that phone, Eddie. Hello? Metropolitan Opera? Soprano department, please. Hello, soprano? I'd like to talk to Madame Lehman. Yeah. Hello? Oh, is this the madam? This is Archie of Duffy's Tavern, the kind, chivalrous gentleman that helped you with your car. Yeah. Hey, I didn't get it when you was hinting at me to sing me song. Drop dead, huh? Hold the wire a second, will you? I think of a way to win you over. by the way, look, in that accident today, do you know that you inadvertently damaged our garbage can? I know, but it happens to be a very rare antique. In fact, it's a collector's item. So in order, before we sue you, I think you ought to come over here and talk it over. Okay, I'll be seeing you. Now she'll have to sing me song, Eddie.
Wait a minute.
Well, she can't take a chance not to. How do you think she'd like it if the headlines tomorrow said prima donna hits garbage in series of Third Avenue accidents smashes bumper damages can?
We'll return to Duffy's Tavern after this message from the VA.
Veterans, one of the best things your time and service earned was the right to a GI home loan. The Veterans Administration will give you a certificate of eligibility that can be worth up to $12,500 to you in financing a home. Now, that amount, or 60% of the loan if it's less than $12,500, is the amount the VA guarantees. Every lender wants security for his money, and that's where your certificate of entitlement comes in. It can be used as security so that a down payment may not be required to get the loan. Also, a GI home loan can be repaid over 30 years, and the interest rate is usually better than the prevailing rates on conventional loans. Visit your nearest VA office or service organization representative and find out about your rights to a GI home loan. And now back to Duffy's Tavern.
Sergeant, now I see the association of ideas, but exactly how does this garbage can tie up with your song?
See, the association of ideas. Now, well, anyway, the garbage was just an idea to get it down here, Eddie. You heard her mention them rare old manuscripts, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm going to give her, a rare old manuscript. Hey, Finnegan. Look, I want you to run over to Schmidt's secondhand music store and buy some of the crummiest and greasiest looking music you can find. Now, hurry up.
Oh, I'll go as fast as I can, Arch, but don't forget, I only got 2 pair of feet.
I was afraid you was going to say you're only human. Now, get back as fast as you can.
Well, young man, here am I.
Oh, here am I, too. How do you do, Madam Lehman?
Now, what was that you said on the phone about somebody being sued?
Yeah, I said it. You are the one that is being sued, and Duffy's Tavern is the sewer.
There, I agree with you.
What I still can't understand is what a dame like you is doing down in a neighborhood like this trying to find secondhand music.
Well, Archie, you see, many composers like Schubert and Mozart wrote dozens of songs and ballads, what we call Lieder, and a lot of them have been lost. That's what I'm looking for. I would give anything to find some missing German Lieder.
Yeah, they never did find a body, did they? Well, us hope we can help you find one of them little songs. Excuse me, Madam Lehman. Did you get the music, Finnegan?
Right here, Rod.
Let's see what you got. Rigoletto by Giuseppe Verdi. Now, let's see. Here's what we can do. We'll tear out all of the middle pages here from this Rigoletto.
Yeah.
And give me a copy of Archie's little love song, Eddie. Here, we put that in the middle. See? Now, watch the act I put on, Eddie. Oh, Madam Lehman. You must be simply ravished. Have some free lunch.
No, thank you.
Ah, come on. Come on and try it. Wonderful thing about this free lunch tray here. It ain't been moved in years and years. Maybe we should move it just to see what's under it. Well, mercy me. It's a rare old manuscript. Gadzooks. It's the original version of Rigoletto.
What's that handwriting on the cover?
Yeah, let's see. This is the original version of Rigoletto, which is better than the one they are now lousing up at the Metropolitan. There it is, signed J. Verdi, composer. Why, this must be worth the king's transom. Hey, what a novelty this would be for your concert tour, huh? Let's see what it sounds like, should we?
Wait till Mr. Verdi gets a load of this.
What's that?
It's Verdi. I guess he wrote it during his bowdy period. We must continue. Ring a bell and go. Oh, this is beautiful. Archie's little luck. Hey, Archie. He mentions me name. Very nice of the guy. I didn't even know him. Come on, sing it with me.
Any little bell meaning I love you.
Poets and pheasants and carpenters too is struck by Cupid's dart. Cupid's dart. The beauty of them words. Just fraught with meaning.
What does it mean?
Who cares? It's opera. Sing Archie's little love song. Ooh, 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 ooh. Now you take the next leg.
There you have it, a visit to Duffy's Tavern from a 1947 Here's to Veterans broadcast. This is John Hickman inviting you to join me again soon when we'll recall more of radio's golden moments from those great Here's to Veterans shows of the 1940s. Until then, so long and thanks for listening.
The golden age of network radio on Here's to Veterans. This has been one of a series featuring classic performances transcribed by the Veterans Administration. Our thanks to this radio station for contributing broadcast time in the public interest, and a special salute to all veterans of Vietnam. The VA welcomes you home and is ready to serve you. Here's to Veterans.